Hello, folks, and welcome back to this episode in which I'm just going to talk about some tips, really. We'll start off with another keystroke, though, and this one's a Windows keystroke. Now, I didn't know about this one until a friend of mine showed it to me very recently, actually, so a bit of a bonus for me as well. Now, you may be familiar with Windows 10 and up, this one. You may be familiar with the idea of pinned shortcuts. They're shortcuts that you can pin to your taskbar, and they will always appear on your taskbar whether the applications are open or not. Now, you might be thinking, well, how is that helpful? I mean, you know, if I'm going to the taskbar to open up a program, then I might say, well, just go to the desktop and click on the shortcut. Come on, Nathan, what are you talking about? But that's where this keystroke comes in quite handy. And that keystroke is holding down Windows and then pressing the numbers 1 through 0. This allows you to launch the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, etc. application that's pinned to your taskbar. So say you're most commonly using Word, let's say Word, email, and browser in that order. You could pin Microsoft Word, your email client, and your web browser, and then instead of navigating around, all you have to do is hold down Windows and press 1 to open Word, Windows 2 for your email, Windows 3 for your browser. You pin shortcuts to the taskbar, I believe, by going to the Start menu and finding it from there. You may be able to do it from the search bar. Don't quote me on that. I'm not entirely sure. As I say, this is pretty new to me too. It's a bit of a bonus clip for you there. Second of all, I wanted to touch on a feature of JAWS very briefly, the matter of voice profiles. When using JAWS, you can set different voices for different applications. So you could have an American English voice for browsing the web, you could have a British English voice for reading your documents, and so on and so forth. A tip for File Explorer, I find it makes my life a bit easier to set view mode to details. And this changes the File Explorer from a grid layout into a list. Because if it's in a grid layout, I find I tend to lose where I am, to be honest, and I tend to miss icons very easily. Whereas if it's in a list view, it's, you know, it's alphabetical, things like that. If you're finding that you're not getting along with the Windows Start menu, but you would like the accessibility of the old Windows 7 layouts, you can download Classic Shell, or I believe it's now called OpenShell. I've given the link to OpenShell in the software archive at the bottom of this tutorial, in the extra links section. And that allows you to change the look and feel of the Start menu back to the old, much more friendly Windows 7 style. That's all I've got really for tips. The only thing I can advise is if you get stuck at any point, try Tab, try Shift Tab, try Alt Tab, and try your arrow keys. If you hold down your NVDA key or your JAWS key and press Tab, it'll tell you what the focused item is, which is also quite useful if you're not sure whereabouts on the screen you are. That's all I've got for tips, really, but the reason I'm not overcomplicating this, or trying not to in any case, is because at the end of the day, I don't want to frighten people off. Navigating with a keyboard is easy, it's fast, it's a great way to do things, and vision loss is no barrier to using technology in the slightest. And I firmly believe that wholeheartedly. And hopefully now that you've listened to these tutorials, I really hope you do as well. The final episode is going to be covering highlighting, copying, and pasting for both text and files. This is the equivalent of drag and drop for mouse users. So if you want to jump onto the next tutorial, feel free. Well, obviously feel free, it's there, I recorded it, please do. But if not, thank you very much indeed for listening. I highly appreciate you doing so, and please do drop me an email, let me know how you're getting on, and whether you found these tutorials useful. However, if not, see you in the final concluding tutorial, and thanks for listening.